Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Fan Morning Show presented to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Chris Mack alongside Jim Colony. Colin off today. He'll be back tomorrow, but then I'll be off the rest of the week. Fan Morning Show daily Twitter poll on the way in a little less than 15 minutes. It involves a hypothetical question that makes, I think, a lot of Steelers fans skin crawl. One that is much less likely to happen, but I just hearing Pierre Maguire talk about Alexis Lafreniere and thinking about the fact that there's a placeholder team that's going to win the first overall pick in the NHL draft lottery, and that if the Penguins somehow lost to the Canadiens, they could be that team, got me to thinking about this hypothetical, Jim. I posed it to you before the break, so here's your opportunity to let loose. If you knew the two outcomes were go to the Stanley Cup final and lose or win the lottery, which would you rather?
Oh, now you're going to win the lottery, not just get in it.
Yes. Right? No. I'm saying this is why it's purely hypothetical, because there's no way you could know if this were the case or not. But this is the question. Lose the cup final or win the lottery? Which is it?
Well, if you're not going to win the whole thing, then winning the lottery, I think, would be better for the future of the franchise. But
right.
In terms of what we've been missing over the last three and a half months now, by the way, 3.5 months, that you want to see some hockey. You want to see some competitive
yes.
hockey. And so if you make a run through, well, you get to see 5 rounds of the Penguins in the playoffs, and that would still probably be better to me right now.
See, you make a good point about the value of two and a half months of hockey and going on the run, even if it ended in a loss in the cup final. As a fan, especially after being starved of sports for 3 months, that's got an incredible amount of value, as opposed to somehow blowing a best of five series to the Canadiens, even if it meant winning the lottery.
I don't know. I guess I'm older.
See, this is
hard right now. Give me the playoffs right now. But I could certainly live with that alternative. And there's I'm like Billy Martin in those old light beer commercials. I feel strongly both ways. You know, tastes great, less filling.
I love the reference.
Yeah, little archaic for many, but nonetheless, you can find it on YouTube. Very funny.
In
fact, you go down that rabbit hole of those commercials with
the taste great, less filling commercials.
Euchre. One pin, Rodney. Either would be acceptable to me. The worst, obviously, would be if you somehow lose to, who is it, Charlie Lindgren and the Montreal Canadiens in, like, say, 4 games or whatever, and then you don't win the lottery.
Because there's a 7-8 chance that you aren't going to win the lottery. So, and then
I know.
You're talking about the Penguins not even having a pick until the third round.
But and then the other part of that would be if because all this stuff, and I know we've talked about this, and I've never understood the fascination. But NHL players vote Carey Price as the best goalie. They know a lot more about hockey than I do, but I've just never seen it. And why they think he's the best? Because, but anyway, you lose to some other dude, and then you know with a lottery, and it would just be much more disappointing than last year.
That's why the ultimate dilemma, the ultimate either or proposition is if you know you'd get all the way to the cup final and lose, or you'd guaranteed win the lottery, I'd take the lottery, to be honest. I would hate losing to the Canadiens and some backup goalie named Charlie, and that would drive me nuts after 3 months with no hockey, only getting four or five games. But the idea of having Lafreniere as a building block as you transition from the Crosby, Malkin, Letang era to, I guess, a Gensel, Jari, Lafreniere era, maybe, you know, with John Marino on the blue line. And you know, it helps you build toward the future. This team isn't about building toward the future, and it shouldn't be. It should be about winning cups every single year as long as Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang are playing together. But to be able to do two things at once, essentially, I think I'd take, if you told me it was guaranteed to win the lottery, I would take that over going on a long playoff run and losing in the cup final.
Yeah, but what you want from your team every year is relevance, which is why the Steelers typically are, you know, they're always pretty good, and even when they're bad, they're still average. And you don't go into that, you know, obviously the Pirates would be the other example of that, where they just go into the depths of despair, and then all of a sudden they make a run for a few years, and then, well, we don't know what's going to happen this year, but it's kind of back in the depths. Craig Patrick to Ray Shero to Jim Rutherford, those guys have all done a really good job of balancing that. They've been able to pull off what the Pirates tried to pull off and never could, which is to right. try to, you know, have one foot in the future and one foot in the present. The Penguins have done an excellent job of that over the years.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.